All right, joining us on KNBR 680, he is the center fielder for the world champion Giants, Angel Pagan. This season, boy, this reminds me of a ball club that just comes back and comes back. You don't see that all the time in baseball. What do you see?
I mean, okay, I think we got used to, like, last year, you know, coming back and on series and games. I mean, that's the right attitude. I think the season from last year gave us a very good learning experience and make us better. So now we understand what we have to do when we're trailing, and we're just applying in the field.
Yeah, for me, it's the confidence. Look, you won a world title. You know what it takes. So you're down three runs in the sixth inning. Nobody panics.
Nobody panics. That's the main thing, man. We just go out there and play till the out number 27 or whenever the game is over. We want to win all the games. So that for you to win all the games, you got to have the right attitude. And we understand we're not going to win them all, but the attitude is win them all. But we just go out there, and whenever we're trailing, we just try to put the best at bat possible. And like we did the last day in Arizona, that was a great, great game.
Well, you know, I enjoy your base running. And I said the other night, everybody in the stadium knows he's going. 90,000 eyeballs are watching him. They know he's going, and Scooter couldn't get you over. And I said, he's going. I know it. And you went and you made it. Tell me about that play in particular, because as I say, that's the Maury Wills play, the Willie Mays play, when everybody knows you got to get the bag.
Oh, definitely. I think that's a big part of my role. You know, I just, you know, whenever I go, we go. You know, if I get on base, I can steal second base. We know Marco's going to put it in play and get me on third base, and Pablo's going to drive me in. And that's a point. And I think, like I said last year, you know, you put some points in the board for this pitching staff. They're going to protect it, and that's the main thing for me.
All right, but give me the steal. Come on, that was a tough play. Everybody knew you were going, so take me through it just a little bit. On the pitcher, on the catcher, you made it, no question.
You know what? They kind of knew I was going, but they didn't know if it was going to be a hit and run or straight steal. That's why they threw a down fastball. You know, it was supposed to be outside because I was reading the catcher, but I was going for it, you know, in case he missed it. But if he did hit it like a gapper, I was thinking of score. So I just try to get the best jump possible and hopefully, you know, make the best thing out of it. You know, if it's a stolen base, a stolen base. If it's a run score, just try to go from first to home.
All right. You said something interesting. I know the fans like the inside part of baseball. You were looking at the catcher, where the pitch might be. As a base stealer, what does that mean?
I'm going to give you a little bit of an idea of what the catcher is going to do. Obviously, you got to know the catcher. There's some catchers that they spread out and they show you something that is not. You know, they trying to fool you. But I know I've been watching this guy, you know, and every time I got into first base or second base, I knew what he was doing. So I knew he wasn't trying to fool me because he was closing his leg, but I could still see the signs. A guy that's trying to fool you, it'll open the right leg a little bit so you can peek and get fooled.
All right. Boy, that's a good insight of baseball. All right. Dodgers are in town. Of course, this is Saturday, and it's the Dodgers-Giants. Always an exciting time. And you come from the Cubs and the Cardinals, the Mets and the Yankees. But this Giant-Dodger thing, there's just something to it.
It's unbelievable. I mean, the rivalry is special. You know, it's something you always want to play against the Dodgers because the fans are very – they go crazy. They have a very, very good energy. And we always try to do the best in front of them. So it's good. It's good series. Hopefully we can win it.
On Sunday, Ryu pitches. I didn't see him. I've just seen clips of him. You got to face him. What do you think of him? Just tell me what kind of pitcher he is.
Well, he's got good stuff. He's got a very good fastball. He's kind of like we said, he's kind of sneaky. You know, his fastball is a little it's not really powerful, but it's kind of explosive at the end. And he's got a split finger, which that's their pitch. And he got a slider too that makes it effective. That makes the split effective. And he's got good stuff. We just got we beat him last time when we faced him. But we got to give him credit because he's been pitching outstanding.
Yeah, he has 10 hits. So you guys got off him, and he had 12 strikeouts against Colorado last time. Angel, thanks so much as always. I know the fans love to watch you play. And as I say, 84,000 eyeballs know it when it's going to happen. When you could steal a bag in that situation, that shows me something, so I appreciate it.
Thanks, Marty. I'm just trying to those 90,000 people to do the best in front of them possible. I'm just going to go out there and give my best every day.
I know, and we did it all the time. Angel Pagan right here at KNBR 680, the sports leader.